Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Dr. Richard Holm is the Prairie Doc. You can watch On Call with the Prairie Doc on SDPB TV tonight, and he's joining us live from the Janine Basinger Studio at South Dakota State University for a preview of tonight's program. Dr. Holm, welcome back.
Hi, Lori.
How are you?
Nice to be back. Thank you for having me. So tonight's topic is kind of a bummer topic. You know, you bring up this topic and it takes everybody's smiles away because it's so tragic. It's the Romeo and Juliet story, you know, it's the suicide stuff. Mm-hmm. And that's but we have a wonderful guest tonight, and it promises to be very informative.
This is a big problem in South Dakota. How predictable is it? How good are we at predicting suicide attempts?
You know, we're not very good at predicting. I mean, there are some red flags. And I have the list. I'm going to run the list past you here. And if you think about it, it kind of includes almost everybody.
Right.
Risk factors for suicide include a family history of suicide, a history of abuse, whether you're being abused or you are the abuser, a previous suicide attempt, or a history of any mental disorder, particularly depression, and especially when they have trouble getting access to mental health treatment, a prior experience of alcohol or substance abuse, feelings of hopelessness and loneliness, especially when people isolate themselves, a recent loss, whether it's a death in the family or a friend that moves or a divorce or bad grades or, you know, financial loss, any new or significant physical illness, access to lethal methods, guns, access. And then, you know, during epidemics of suicide in areas where cultural beliefs suggest that suicide is a noble thing. I think that list is just too long.
Right.
And we can predict it in people, but many times suicide occurs out of the blue in people who have none of those situations. So it's not a very predictable deal.
All right. But if we do have some indications, how good are we at preventing it at this point? Are we getting better at preventing it?
No. No. If a person is very depressed, we can treat with antidepressants and or shock therapy or MRI therapy, you know, those types of things. And it really can help people with depression, no question about it. And if you think about it, depression is a temporary condition. It goes away. Even if a person has a diagnosis of cancer, they will oftentimes will have depression, but that's a temporary deal. And in my mind, in a person who has a cancer, even a terminal cancer, you know, you don't want to waste the time that you do have left worrying or use it up quickly with a suicide.
So here's my question, though, about that. In South Dakota, the numbers are pretty bleak compared to other states. So certainly other folks have figured out some better. Is that just geography, better access to treatment?
I don't know. I think a lot of it may well be because of the Indian reservation and the desperate conditions there. There is that sense that it's a noble thing, not considering one little bit how much suffering will occur in your family after you're gone and how temporary this depression may be and what your future could hold for you if you made an effort in the right direction. So maybe that it's because of the Indian reservations that we have in the state, or maybe it's
suicide
independent
is not
nature.
A noble thing in Lakota culture or in tribal culture.
Any culture.
I just wanted to be clear that, yeah, that's not what you were implying there.
Thank you for making that clear, but the point is some people may think it's a noble thing to do,
sure.
and it is not.
Right. All right, so
you
how...
You know, I, I've been the one who has to talk to families. Let me tell you, there is no more miserable scenario than what happens to families when there is a suicide.
So take me to that moment when you have a conversation with a family, and how do you start helping them move, take the next step forward after such a devastating event in their family life?
I think they're going to mourn. You don't want to stop the mourning. You don't cover it up with a tranquilizer, that's for sure. You just make sure that they know that you're there for them. You make a follow-up visit to them shortly. And then they're going to just have to do a lot of that with the support of their family, their community, mostly community. And so I think that a church community in particular is something that we don't appreciate quite as much as we should in a time of such suffering. And so I had a suicide in a family in this community. I saw that, watched this happen. And the church, it was a Catholic church, wrapped its loving arms around that family and supported them through it. We interviewed the sister for our show maybe 4 or 5 years ago, and it was one of the best interviews I think I've ever seen. With the support of the church, they got through it.
The show is tonight on SDPB-TV, Dr. Rick Holm on call with the Prairie Doc. Folks will be able to call in and ask their questions, right?
Right. And we'll have Matt Stanley, right, who is a regular psychiatrist, regular guest on our show. He's a wonderful man, and it will be a wonderful show, I'm sure. It should bring help to people.
Right. He's definitely the person you want by your side for that, for any conversation,
yes,
about mental health in South Dakota. Dr. Holm, thank you so much,
yes,
for being here. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, Laurie.